This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play ball! Yeah. Does anybody know what day it is?
Wow. What a start.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. Happy Trump day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08. Good morning. Are you tired of winning?
Ew.
Keep it going. President Donald Trump's cabinet delivering win after win. Got together. They were having a good old time. And he was cracking up Marco Rubio, making jokes about a grandfather clock. And he's the president. He goes, I could take any of this. Any of this stuff I could take, pointing to pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And just having fun. And that's the thing. You know, his first 4 years, oh my gosh. Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the swamp. Welcome to the creatures from hell. And he really had a tough go of it. That's one of the difficulties of coming in as a political outsider. And now all of a sudden you're in charge and, oh my gosh, the snakes are everywhere. But this time around, he's got a much better lay of the land, much better people around him that he can trust. And things are going very well. Now, not perfect, but going very, very well. And I'm happy that we're able to kind of celebrate that and see this. If you want to call it the new golden age, yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just, on a quick note, it is sad that folks that are brainwashed and have the Trump derangement syndrome, at a time when they could be happy and celebrating how great America is doing and what kind of potential we have and we're unleashing on a regular basis. It's just, I just, there's a part of me that just feels bad. And, but I'll get over it.
Okay.
So President Trump, he had the cabinet together. He led the meeting on the economy. I mean, well, the Trump tax cuts, as well as no tax and overtime or tips, that's going to be huge. You've got a bill that allows internet service providers to move away from copper to fiber all over the country. Education Secretary Linda McMahon said the bill, the Big Beautiful Bill, is going to provide for opportunities for scholarships for kids who are failing, that are in failing schools. So you've got a lot of good things going on. Gosh, what's the price of gas is the lowest in 4 years, and if you figure when it comes to inflation, mm-hmm. it might be the lowest price in a couple decades when you figure in inflation. Right. So, man, these are great things. And again, sad that, that not the whole nation can participate in it. In fact, to the point to where many are so disturbed ugly, angry, and brainwashed. You've probably heard this story already, but if you haven't, 10 members of an armed mob, and I mean, these folks dressed up in tactical gear. They had an AR-15. They were serious. They attacked an ICE detention center on July the 4th. Well, they've got them, and they've been charged by the Department of Justice.
Good.
Yep, with attempted murder. The assailants allegedly donned, like I said, this military-style gear. They launched fireworks at the Prairie Land Detention Center near Dallas. And that was before spraying bullets at a local cop and unarmed federal agents. One suspect unloaded 20 to 30 rounds at two detention center workers. By the way, the workers themselves were not armed. They just came out to see what was going on.
Wow.
I mean, it's 4th of July, fireworks, but fireworks getting shot at your detention center.
Not good.
So they just came to check it out. When police from the local area arrived, somebody took a shot at him and hit him in the neck from the woods.
Wow.
So it wasn't even in that group. In other words, it was totally an ambush and totally a setup. The injured officer was flown from the scene to the hospital, was released after treatment. The 10 suspects each face 3 counts of attempted murder, 3 counts of discharging a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. The crew allegedly staged their organized attack near a wooded area outside the facility. They launched salvos of fireworks and spray-painted cars parked at the building. And when the cop responded from the 911 call that came from inside the detention center, personnel arrived on the scene. And someone from the woods, like I said, opened fire on him, hitting him once. And the attackers fled the scene, allegedly leaving assault rifles and loaded magazines behind. So it could have been worse. Yeah. Several of them were armed, wearing body armor, had two-way radios when Johnson County Sheriff's deputies and other law enforcement personnel finally rounded them up. Officers found cans of spray paint and flyers that stated, "Fight ICE terror with class war. Free all political prisoners." And a flag they had said, "Resist fascism. Fight oligarchy." You know where they got that kind of language, right? That's from the Democrat nutbags like AOC and Bernie Sanders.
That's his big
and
word.
This, yes.
Yeah.
And listen, this is this. There, it's all dog whistling.
Yep.
That's going on from many members of the Democrat Party, and if they're not saying it, they're not shutting those down that are. Like Hakeem Jeffries, he should be getting his Congress folks in line and say, "Hey, knock it off."
And he should shut up because he's throwing things out there about ICE.
He absolutely is part of the problem. Chuck Schumer needs to do the same thing in the Senate. But they're not. They're not doing these things. And by not doing them and still allowing the AOCs and the squads and these stupid people to say these horrendous things, you've got groups of people that are brainwashed, that feel like they're following some kind of orders and agenda. They think they're doing – they believe they're doing something good.
Yeah, well, you can think it. Doesn't make it real.
Things like traitor and ice pig spray painted on official vehicles. Make no mistake, this was not a peaceful protest. She shouldn't have had to say that, but she did. Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson. This increasing trend of violence against law enforcement will not be tolerated in the Northern District of Texas. Shouldn't be tolerated anywhere.
Yeah.
And one of the things they need to do is, like back in the day, you know, in the 60s and 70s, when you had the Sibonese Liberation Army, you had the Weather Underground, you had these folks are blowing up police cars and banks and just creating havoc. They were spoiled brats, and some of these kids are too. And the only thing that really seemed to have an impact was giving these people substantial sentences for their crimes. And that's one of the things they need to do.
It's not a game.
No. Need to take it very, very seriously with very, very harsh penalties. All right. But other than that, we're still winning. Remember USAID? That was like a Doge target where they were just basically laundering money and putting it into things that weren't accounted for. Wait till you hear what they're involved with or were involved with next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Good morning. Welcome. It's going to be another awesome day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, we've got Congresswoman Kat Kamick lined up, 805, 905, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. So we've got great guests lined up, and we make every attempt to do that on a regular basis. If for some reason you miss it, we've got the Bob Rose Show podcast available for you. No cost. You just find wherever you download your podcast, click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. One of the top stories, can you believe it? Another flash flood. This time, New Mexico.
Awful.
Yeah. Crazy. Apparently, so far, they know for sure of three victims. They've got a male between 40 and 50 years old, a 4-year-old female, and a 7-year-old male.
Oh,
wow. Absolutely awful. This, of course, this is New Mexico, not to be confused with the terrible, awful flood that they're dealing with in Texas. And now the missing numbers keep going higher and higher. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And we'll dig into that in a little bit. But first, this story about USAID.
Right.
Remember, this was an entity that Doge kind of peeled the layers back for us first and said, oh, my God, these people have an incredible amount of money. What the heck are they doing with it? We found out that there was no, like, checks and balances. That we even found out that the people worked at the USAID office or whatever, that it was automatic approval. They taught them. They said, whenever you get a request, you just fill it. You never say no.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
With our tax dollars.
Yep. Yeah. Well, listen to this. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were shipping thousands of viruses to a Chinese military-linked biolab in Wuhan. What?
Wait a minute. I thought they were just supposed to kind of just help fund need and hungry people around the world and those kind of things.
Well, it was set up under that type of design with that type of mission initially, and then it just grew absolutely out of control. USAID sent, are you ready for this? 11,000 viral samples to the Wuhan Institute of Virology over the course of a 10-year program. So, yeah, about what, 1,000, right? Would that be about 1,000 a year?
That's amazing.
1,000 a year. So, what's two or three every day? Every day sending a virus. That's crazy. And they didn't have any formal agreement with the laboratory. They had no formal agreement. What are they doing? Apparently, these documents were obtained by Daily Caller. The viruses were reportedly sent from China's Yunnan province to Wuhan. Now, why would we be footing the bill to send viruses inside China from Yunnan province to Wuhan? The infamous epicenter, of course, of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Oh, No, it was a wet market,
right? Wet market,
right?
Bob. Yeah, you got it wrong somewhere. Yeah.
My gosh, if I had a nickel for every bozo that claimed that's where it came from, man, I would be rich. With the exportation being funded by USAID, so they're paying for these viruses to be sent to this lab, which seemingly failed to devise a strategy that would prevent the samples from becoming bioweapons and staying accessible to the U.S. government. Notably, the Wuhan Institute of Virology lacks adequate biosafety practices and has ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
Shocking.
No.
Not.
No. And the military part of it that you don't hear often enough, People's Liberation Army, PLA. I always remember that when dealing with China. Uh-huh. PLA. They have the real power. They're the much more secretive side of the group. All right. The $210 million USAID program, dubbed PREDICT, P-R-E-D-I-C-T, PREDICT, which failed to implement a long-term storage plan when funding ceased. It was spearheaded by the University of California, Davis, shocker, and involved gathering virus samples from countries around the world. How could we be involved? This is supposed to be an outreach to help people who are poor or war-ravaged or whatever around the world. Instead, we're in the business of collecting viruses and sending them to a Chinese lab. Look, this is huge. I hope they continue to really peel back the layers. I mean, look, this was reported by the Daily Caller. What information does our intelligence sources have? And what are they going to tell us? What are they going to discover? What are they going to do about it? Mm-hmm. Among the thousands of viral samples sent via USAID funding to the Wuhan lab is one of the closest known relatives of the Chinese coronavirus that ravaged the world in 2020. Investigations involving USAID's former funding of global health awards remains active and ongoing, according to a senior State Department official. The American people can rest assured knowing that under the Trump administration, we will not be funding these controversial programs. Not only should you be stopping the funding, you got to go after the players involved in this. What in the world could they say was their, what were they trying, what were they attempting to do? And if they were supposedly, whatever, attempting to do something that was good, mm-hmm. why wouldn't they go through the proper channels to do this? They went through this channel because the people really behind it were trying to hide what they were doing.
And no accountability.
Yeah.
None.
And meanwhile, little Fauci just gets fatter and fatter. He needs to get into a program, you know, with bars and three squares a day.
Mm-hmm. Why did Biden pardon him again? I mean, he's just a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Biden didn't pardon him. The auto pen did.
Yes.
That's a whole nother story.
That's another one.
Oh. All right. We've got upbeat stories. We've got rescue stories. We've got some good things coming your way for sure. And it is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Let's make it awesome. 6:38. What do you say? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, have you gone zip lining? Have you ever done it? I did it in Costa Rica once, and I'm kind of afraid of heights. And I thought, well, I'm going to be afraid of heights because some of the stuff soars like 900 feet over the, you know, on the valley or whatever.
What?
I was, yeah.
900 feet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Stinking
it's away. A long drop. But I didn't feel. I was not afraid. I was more afraid of like losing my footing when I was actually on the little tower. Yeah. You have to switch from line to line. That's where I felt kind of vulnerable. The rest of the time felt great. One of the runs was almost, I think it was like 7/8 of a mile. So nearly a mile. And I had a good time. You know, Ocala's got zip lines. I haven't been other than that one experience. But now... Gainesville is going to have one. I don't know if you're familiar, but if you're out in Newberry, and I guess it would be, you know how Newberry city limits actually expand pretty far to the what would it be to the east?
Mm-hmm.
So this area is where the Hale Quarry is located. Now, I don't expect everybody to know where it
I'm
is.
Not familiar with it?
Nah, because they kept it hidden. They don't want people messing with quarries because people drowned.
Sure,
or it the goes right into the aquifer, things get dirty, whatever. Right. But they have done a lot of work, and apparently it's going to be opening, I don't know, in a few days. They're going to do a soft opening. But you've got some of these things between the Panther, 1,189 feet, Double Dragon, 1,300 feet.
Are we talking height or length?
I think we're talking the length.
Okay.
Because how are you going to create that?
I know, that's crazy.
Unless you're willing to like climb. Yes, 3 hours from now, when you're at the top, you'll be able to zip down. Wow. 5 years they've been working on this, and Spain Development, I guess, was kind of behind it. And the family that has owned the quarry, mm-hmm. I mean, going back to 1906.
Oh my!
Yeah, it was like it was part of like a land grant government giveaway, you know. Wow. And so it was a family called Salmis, Salmis.
Hmm.
But you know, back in the day, they used the land, but it's a quarry, so right. they were mining it, and they were getting stone for road, concrete, and cement materials, and it was in use from 1925 all the way up to 1975.
Oh, my goodness, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then it tapped into the Alachua Formation, a geologic rock layer, so it had claystone, sandstone, phosphorite, but it also had the aquifer.
Ah, there's that.
Sitting around 50 feet below the surface, and then once they busted through there, guess what happened? 250 million gallons of water.
Yeah.
Filled it up. And it's like, it's pristine. It's beautiful. It's very inviting, and that's why they always try to keep those quarries like off limits, because it looks so beautiful. And
get messed up in a hurry with a bunch of people.
Yeah, people drown.
I know I mentioned it to you on the whole quarry thing. A weird feeling for me was there's one in St. Louis that a friend of mine, his family owns it. Ironically, their last name is Rock, and they own a quarry. It's kind of weird.
That is kind of.
But it's right there literally at the riverfront of the Mississippi River. And so it is the strangest feeling to know that you're in this huge quarry, how many, you know, I don't know how many feet deep we are, and you know that on the other side of that wall is the Mississippi River.
And the water level there is much higher than
you are way under the water. Yes. Yeah. You are below the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how, you know, that whole, you know, one little hole in the dam with a little boy sticking his finger in routine, you know, like, I don't know. I don't like this.
And one of the other things I want to mention real quick is that I know at least one of them, one of the zip lines, is ADA friendly. They did that on purpose.
Oh, okay.
The developers, that's
cool.
A connection. They had a child who had cerebral palsy, is now passed, but they did it kind of in his in his name. And so it's ADA friendly, which I don't think there's a lot of zip lines that are.
Probably not.
So
that's a great idea.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's located like within the city limits of Newberry, but it's, you know, it's way out east.
It's the height is my thing. How high? See, that would be my, when you mentioned one that's 900 feet or something crazy like that? No.
Yeah, these aren't that high.
And I get that. I'm just saying
40, 50 feet maybe where you start, and then you know, you'd be zipping over the water and stuff like that.
Right.
It is amazing in a way that they even got the permits to be able to do it. And it did take them a long time. They worked very hard to get this done. But apparently all the entities that would be involved seem to be pretty on board with it and pretty happy. So
it'd be a fun community thing to do.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right? So, look, I'm constantly looking for community-type things and good stories.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely one of them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, back to doom and gloom, death and destruction, and lion sacks of fertilizer.
Pick one. Which one do you got now?
Well, it's fertilizer, or should be. We're talking about the investigation into former CIA Director John Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey. Talk about a couple of weasels that we knew from the get-go were bad players. And both of them have this certain level of arrogance about them. And look, the things that they were doing were not, in my opinion, in the best interest of America at all.
No.
They were doing everything they could to undermine candidate Trump and President Trump. These guys are snakes. They're lowlives. Here's my caveat. I definitely think there are things that they did that legally. This should be an open and shut case or cases.
Okay.
But I fear once again we're going to be led to this. You know.
I know where you're going.
To this land of where perps actually do a perp walk and go to prison, and we're going to be so sadly disappointed when it does not occur. So
I agree.
I don't want to get overly excited about it, but they definitely, the DOJ CIA Director John Ratcliffe. He referred the evidence of wrongdoing by Brennan. Cash Patel is involved, criminal investigation, et cetera, et cetera. Look, these guys are dirty. Just a matter, can you put a case together and will you continue and push that case, you know, no matter what? I hope so. I really do, but it's one of those, a wish and a prayer.
Mm-hmm. We've held our breath too many times.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I developed sleep apnea because
see?
Of it.
See that? It's their fault.
Luke, I am your father.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, we're going to have a great day. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. A lot of wins for MAGA as the president and the folks that serve him were surrounding him yesterday. And, you know, he spent a couple hours there. Had the media in there for a little while. And I guess if you consider the length of this meeting, it is cumulatively longer than anything that Biden ever did in that kind of setting.
Right, except for sleep.
No, yeah. So, I'm talking about specific to a cabinet meeting.
Oh, you don't think you slept through those either?
You got me there.
See, I just said.
You got me there.
Yeah.
You know, still, these numbers go up in Texas looking for victims of this flood and the numbers of missing. How can that be? Well, they set up a hotline. And people are like, well, I know people that were going down there, and they're missing. And so they put together this list, and I don't know, it's somewhere, isn't it above 140 now or more?
More.
Yeah. And the death toll is over 100, and it's just, it's awful. And then New Mexico, part of New Mexico gets hit, and three deaths associated with a flash flood there, an adult and two kids. And, male, adult, 40 to 50, kids, 1714. Just, awful, awful. But we got some positive stuff, too.
We could use it.
Although it's based on stupidity, but at least it's a rescue. It's a good story. It's two young children in Georgia rescued. Rescued not from a flash flood.
But
from a hot car in a mall parking lot.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Use your brain.
Yeah. Bystanders apparently called 911 after hearing crying. This was, in the Cobb County area, Georgia. Mm. Police department released body cam footage of the rescue. Took place back on June 4th, but they just released the video. Officers arrived at the Cumberland Mall after a woman called 911 around 1 p.m. to report a little boy and little girl trapped inside of a hot car in a parking lot outside Dick's Sporting Goods. And, a real dick move by the mom, to say the least. At 1 p.m., in a Georgia parking lot.
Hottest part of the day, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unreal.
Police released the person who called it in, the 911 call, in which she came to heard saying that children were very young and inside the car alone and crying.
Wow.
The windows are cracked, but I don't think that's right. We just came out of Dick's and I heard kids crying, she told the dispatcher. Officers arrived quickly, unlocked the car after shattering the driver's window, pulled the children out. Both were in the back seat. Neither one of them was restrained properly. Jaquan Dixon was arrested once he came back outside, and police have charged him with two felony counts of second-degree child cruelty. So it actually was the father, the person who called it in, just happened to be a mother, not the mother.
Right.
So, yeah.
A lot like cracking the window really makes that much of a difference.
What do you think?
Metal car, glass, Georgia sun, come on.
Police said Dixon caused cruel and excessive physical or mental pain to children under 18 by leaving them inside a vehicle without air conditioning for 41 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they've done these tests. What is it? It takes like 6 minutes to get up to a light, life-threatening temperature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
unreal.
He should count his lucky stars that the kids survived. It was discovered that Dixon went into the mall at 12:24 p.m., according to body cam footage. Officer said they arrived at the mall at 1:03 p.m., shortly after the 911 call was made. The high that day, 87 degrees.
So can you imagine what it was inside that car? Oh, unreal.
An infrared thermometer that they used showed that the temperature inside the car reached up to 117 degrees.
Man, those kids are fortunate.
Yep.
Good thing somebody actually called the police. Yep.
Big thank you to the concerned citizens who called 911. Your quick action is the reason these kids are safe today, according to police on Facebook, Cook County. And you saw something and did something, and it made all the difference. Daddy of the year, no. Dixon was booked into Cobb County Jail, $10,000 bond. He posted it the next day and was released.
So the outside temperature again was 80 what?
Did you say 89.
89. It's almost 90.
Yeah.
So you've got basically a 20-degree increase in temp.
Yes.
Pretty much.
And remember, the windows were at least cracked.
Yeah.
And it still got up to 117 degrees.
Wow.
That's not good for an environment for any human, let alone children.
No.
We
like to use the phrase common sense, but we have also said that it's not very common. But on top of that, it's like, have you lived your life as an adult in America and not heard stories like this? Have you never, ever heard on the news or seen something or had someone mention any kind of thing like this? Like, maybe you don't leave pets and or your children in a hot car anytime.
I can't understand the mentality of the person, and I get it. You have two kids. How do you possibly handle these small kids and go shopping for your Air Jordans at the same time?
Well, you know, he did choose priorities here.
My gosh.
Amazing, huh?
Wish he'd had some sort of priority keeping him busy instead of becoming a biological father.
Well,
there
is that part.
You know what I'm saying?
He needs a hobby.
Marco!
Rubio!
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Really?
Maybe it's not the real Marco Rubio. Will the real Marco Rubio please stand up?
Wow.
Details on that story is coming up. This is what we call a tease.
Yeah, I feel teased.
Your hair lit. No, your hair doesn't look teased. All right. Hang in there, my friends. A lot going on today. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.